Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Touchpoints Radio. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Senior Editor of Retail Touchpoints, and I have joining me today Jim O'Hara, who is President of Ecwid. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Alicia.
So, Jim, Ecwid's really entrenched in the retail and specifically the e-commerce space. So, based on your positioning in the retail industry and your unique knowledge, what trends are you currently seeing? And this can be retail as a whole or the e-commerce space. I'll let you sort of navigate that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, at Ecwid, we're seeing an evolution in retail where more and more of our merchants are recognizing the need to be able to sell wherever their customers are. So not just from their traditional website store or a physical storefront, but also from their Facebook page, blog, newsletter, banner ads, etc., and from any desktop or mobile device. The idea is to create more of an in-contact shopping experience and give consumers the ability to purchase directly when and where they encounter a product without being redirected either to another website or to a physical location or even to a different type of device. Of course, for merchants, this only is possible if all these multiple online sales venues are synchronized and can be managed from centrally from a single control panel. This also needs to be integrated and synced seamlessly with the retailer's POS system. We call this overall trend distributed commerce, and this is exactly what Ecwid helps enable for our small and medium-sized business retailers.
Very interesting. So when it comes to e-commerce, you know, obviously it's acquiring a far larger sale of total commerce purchases as a whole. So with that, what do you think retailers need to do to ensure their e-commerce efforts are successful? Is it that integration piece you just spoke about, or what do you think is most important from a customer experience perspective?
Yeah, well, so success in online commerce depends on creating the simplest, most convenient, and the most relevant experience possible for customers. As I described before, part of this means allowing customers to shop wherever they may be online without having to leave that site where they're already engaged. So think about it. Being redirected from a social media site or an interesting blog to a website and then having to navigate through categories or even filter searches through thousands of products to find a desired item could be frustrating for consumers. It's not great for merchants' sales conversions either. So would it be easier to just read an article about, say, your dream home theater system on a site that you trust and be able to simply buy all the products right there and now, right from inside that blog or article? The other key area of investment I think retailers need to consider is to ensure that their online store is mobile optimized. Mm-hmm. Consumers expect to be able to shop and purchase from any device today, and a high quality experience on a smartphone or tablet is essential. You know, some data we have is from Adobe Digital was that for Cyber Monday 2013, for example, nearly 20% of sales were made via mobile devices, which is over 80% increase from 2012. And according to Capgemini, over 33% of all UK sales today now are completed on a mobile, online sales are now completed on a mobile device. So a quality mobile experience is essential.
Mm-hmm. This is great. I think you hit on a lot of really big key trends happening right now in retail. And, you know, obviously a really key part of the online shopping experience is the checkout experience or completing that final transaction. And, you know, we've seen a lot of studies regarding the importance of creating a seamless checkout experience. And Jim, you referred to this a little bit early on in the conversation and even in the last response that you provided about how it's more important than ever to create a clear path to purchase and not really throw consumers off course, so to speak. So how has the whole role of, you know, the checkout experience and specifically the online shopping cart, how has that role changed or evolved, especially in the last year? Because we've been hearing so much about, you know, social commerce and, you know, how sites like Pinterest can help create a clearer path to purchase. What's your take on that shopping cart and checkout experience in general?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about simplifying and accelerating the shopping experience and improving the ease of checkout. Some major innovations in shopping carts has been, as I mentioned, introducing mobile responsive design, as well as introducing autofill technology and also in-context checkout options, which simplify the purchase process for the consumers and dramatically reduce shopping cart abandonment for the merchants, and are particularly critical, you know, for mobile shoppers.
That's great. So, you know, obviously all of these trends sort of align with heightened consumer demands and, you know, the need and the desire for a more seamless shopping experience, because, you know, all of these studies indicate and point to the fact that nowadays shoppers don't see channels. They don't see the store, they don't see the e-commerce site, they don't see social, they just see the brand in general. So what improvements, you know, based on, you know, your understanding of the space, what you're seeing, what improvements do you think need to be made, you know, when it comes to that shopping experience that you just, shopping cart experience you just talked about? Obviously that mobile piece is really important, but are there any other improvements that need to be made? Are there any other pain points that you're seeing in the retail space in general?
Well, specifically regarding shopping carts and where they can improve, I think, first of all, shopping carts need to be able to plug into any new or existing web presence that a retailer chooses and should not require replacing any existing investment that retailers have in a website. A lot of shopping carts today are standalone e-commerce sites and require that a merchant build just that site for e-commerce, which really we think limits the opportunity and also is costly for merchants who may have already had a web presence established. So as discussed, shopping carts need to be portable and provide the ability for retailers to operate multiple online storefronts simultaneously, and yet they still need to be managed centrally.
I think that's a really good point. And, you know, to that end, we talked about this a little bit earlier on, but, you know, what role is Equid playing in this whole process in helping retailers keep pace with new customer demands and create that more seamless shopping cart experience? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, right. So for retailers, Equid makes it very quick and easy to set up a full-featured online store and then embed it seamlessly into any existing web presence they may have already, but also into additional multiple sites online, and then provide a beautiful experience from any large screen, desktop, or mobile device. Now, Equid makes it possible for consumers to shop anywhere on any device, then navigate product options easily, use their preferred payment method, and then complete the checkout quickly and in the fewest steps possible.
That's great. So you guys really hit on, you know, the new need for a seamless, flexible payment experience, because at the end of the day, I think consumers are in the driver's seat, and, you know, it's up to retailers to keep up with them.
Absolutely.
You know, so to sort of round out the conversation, Jim, we touched on a lot of really big trends happening in the retail space, obviously Equid's take on what's happening. But are there any final best practices or tips you want to share for the retailers and retail executives listening right now about how they can, you know, ramp up their e-commerce efforts and, you know, improve the online shopping cart experience?
Well, yeah, I think we touched on a couple of those. And one of the ones we already talked about was addressing the mobile opportunity. One key will be for online shopping carts that need to feature a mobile responsive design. In other words, there needs to be a flexible, adaptable, and fluid, and capable of automatically adjusting the content to provide the best experience based on the customer's advice. So mobile adaptive is a best practice that retailers really need to look for and ensure that their online store includes. Another one is realizing that even though a merchant has a single shopping cart that serves multiple storefronts, the way that they interact with their customers must vary according to the particular consumer environment and where that shopping cart is embedded. For example, we've seen that customers shopping at stores on our retailers' Facebook pages tend to respond more positively to more engaging kind of two-way conversations like they do in a physical storefront versus more of the some people call hard sell approach that's more characteristic of traditional e-commerce sites. The better, more successful retailers we see conduct business differently based on where they're engaging their customers online. Another one, very important, is to recognize the international opportunity. The global market for e-commerce continues to expand dramatically. And according to eMarketer, 2014 is expected to be the year that Asia Pacific actually will surpass North America, be the world's number one market for B2C e-commerce sales. So it's really important to select technology, and in this case, a e-commerce solution, a shopping cart that helps retailers address this opportunity by, for example, supporting multiple languages, tax codes, currencies, especially those for the high growth regions, and also offer a wide variety of payment and local shipping providers, and even emerging payment methods such as Bitcoin to really avail themselves of this very rapidly growing international opportunity.
Oh, that's great, Jim. A lot of really great points there. And, you know, I know the whole concept and topic of mobile always seems to come up in these conversations, but I think you hit on a really good point when it comes to international growth and opportunities, because that seems to be a really big trend that has been accelerating, I think, over the past year or so. So great point.
Absolutely.
No, this is great, Jim. A lot of really great points and insights. So thanks again so much for taking the time out of your day to share your perspectives with us about, you know, what's happening in the e-commerce space and obviously the role of the shopping cart, which seems to be such a small part of the online shopping experience, but obviously it's becoming more and more important. So thanks again so much for taking the time out of your day.